Average Network Short Subject 41 takes us to another back room at Madison Square Garden, where we find the Vice President recovering from his acceptance speech.
I always need two bags of blood following a major speech. Rumsfeld always has them properly warmed for me. You don't want me to become annoyed, do you, Egbert?
Gosh, no, Count Cheney. I mean, Mr. Vice President, it'll be here in a moment. Please don't look at me like that.
Go away, Egbert. Well, Zell, that was quite a screed you delivered. I fully expect our friend Senator Carey to shrivel up and vanish.
Well, I hoped you liked it, Mr. Vice President. Anything I can do against Ted Kennedy?
John Carey.
Don't matter, same difference. They's both Massachusetts commies.
Liberals. Communists are out of fashion.
Well, them liberals gave the votes to the coloreds. And worse, women. Am I too conservative for you, Mr. Vice President?
Senator Miller, there is no creature alive, well, except for a few species of sponge, more conservative than a vampire.
Well, I'm going to do my best.
Excellent. Now, here is a nice satchel full of money for you, Senator. Merely a small token of our esteem.
That's a pretty small satchel considering how them Democrats going to treat me.
Well, it is just a first payment, Mr. Senator.
Count Cheney, is this a deficit bribe?
I suppose in a way it is. Yes. We are just a bit short of cash at the moment. What with everything. You understand, don't you?
No, I don't. Off the record and man to man. Dick, I just committed political suicide for you out there on account you promised me some serious dough, eternal life, and a certain Savoyer ferry with the ladies. This ain't even a good down payment. Now, wouldn't it be a problem for you if I was to go to Carey tomorrow and lay this little scheme of yourn open to scrutiny?
Zell, old friend. What a silly idea, as though I, of all people, would not understand your plight. Democrats can be quite vindictive when they feel wronged, rightly or wrongly. Here, have a special chocolate.
So I get what's due me?
Of course you do, Zell. After the convention, we shall have bushels of cash on hand, and you shall be astonished at how much of it finds you. Now, take the satchel. You can purchase a nice new Hummer with half, and use the rest for fuel. In 2 weeks, well, I shall see you in Washington, and you shall come away a changed man.
How'd you do that with the lights and music?
I have many powers.
Cheney, this is me you're talking to, not that gopher.
I wonder where he is with my other blood bag. Well, all right. It's this little pocket remote control. Isn't it cute? Lynn found it for me in Soho.
Dang, it's a little bit of Darth Vader. Ain't it nice?
Average Network Short Subject 41, The How and Why Book of Politics, was written and produced by Uncle Bob Young and the Average Network. Celebrity impersonations were achieved with a nylon sash cord, a slinky, 2A batteries, a bowl of boiled onions, and a toy train. This is Pablo T. Flies for the Average Network. Stay tuned!